Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John DeAquisto. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John DeAquisto. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell juggles the ball. That's an error on Boswell. Matthews scores. Spear moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph strikes out. Two outs. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews, who is chasing the ball. Grote reaches third base with a triple. Boswell goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Matlack moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Matlack scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Willoughby covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ontiveros for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matlack hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph strikes out. One out. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Jim Willoughby. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-2 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. There goes Boswell trying to get to third. Bonds throws the ball into Ontiveros, who tags Boswell for the out. It's 4-1, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matlack is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella pinch hits for Charlie Williams. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Mike Phillips now playing second base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Kingman, and towards Phillips, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-3 in the game. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Dave Schneck now playing left field. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-3 in the game. Ontiveros is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.